Yes. Actually, as you know, that the warrant of arrest that issued against our president, Jim Bashar Omar Hassan al-Bashir by ICC, this warrant of arrest didn't stop President al-Bashir from his movements and visits to the neighboring countries, including Arab countries and African countries, for routine visits or scheduled visits between the neighboring countries without any fear from that ICC warrant of arrest issued by Okabu or by the court. And I think that this President Bashir visited so many countries like Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Ethiopia so many times, Eritrea so many times, Egypt so many times, and Libya also attended sometimes official conferences or sometimes only to discuss the bilateral relation between Sudan and other countries. And this visit to Chad, I think, also is coming in the same context that now the relation between Chad and Sudan has come to its normal situation, especially after the agreement between the president of Chad and the president of Sudan to normalize this relation. And as we know that this relation has been deteriorated, or the relationship between Sudan and Chad was not good due to so many occasions. On top of them, that Sudan considered the attack against Durman by the GEM, the Solidarity Movement, before 2 years, that happened by support of Chadian government. But, you know, after Chad come to know, the authorities and the government of Chad come to know that the bad relation between Chad and Sudan will make a lot of trouble to Chad itself, particularly in the borders that between Chad and Sudan, which is thousands of kilometers. And the Chad itself actually is bordering Sudan, and the big part of Chad is towards Sudan borders, and the armed forces in Darfur also created a lot of trouble to the Chadian government, due to the the tribes living in these borders, some of them part of these tribes in Sudan and part of these tribes in Chad. After the Chadian government come to know that any bad relation between Chad and Sudan will reflect seriously on the Chadian society and Chadian government, as Chad is a very small country, they persuaded, they come to a conclusion that if the relationship between the two countries is not coming to its normal situation, this will reflect negatively on Chad more than the reflection on Sudan, because as we know that Sudan is a vast country and the borders is far away from the capital, and Sudan is maybe four times or five times, or you can say six or seven times the area of Chad, and the harm will come to Chad more than coming to Sudan. Then after this, in spite of a lot of trials and mediation between Chad and Sudan, the relation didn't come to its normal, but after the discovery of Chadian government that the situation in Chad, political situation, economic situation, and social situation will not be improved unless this relationship between Chad and Sudan normalized, then the both two presidents signed an agreement that no government will allow any hostility or any group to launch its hostilities to the other country. This agreement came into force, and it was actually a real agreement between the two presidents. Then the Chadian government also deprived the security movement to exercise or to practice any activity of hostility against Sudan. And finally, also, the Chadian government didn't allow the chairperson of Justice and Equality Movement even to come to Chad, and they didn't allow him even to come out of his of the airplane. And this actually proved that the relationship between Sudan and government is coming to its normal situation, and Sudan also committed to that agreement. I think that since that time, it is notable that the relationship between Sudan and Chad is going okay and completely normalized, because the government of Sudan respected the agreement, as well as Chadian government respected the agreement. And this reflected on the situation in Chad, socially and economically and politically. And now Chad is Chadian society and Chadian government, they felt that after this normalization of relationship between Sudan and Chad, the Chad is witnessing now stability, and also witnessing more security than before. And also, the government of Sudan is very pleased because Chadian government didn't allow Justice and Equality Movement to operate from Chad, or even the government didn't host even the chairperson of Justice and Equality Movement, and he returned to Libya, and now he is staying there. This actually, and all these signs, and all these effects coming from the agreement between two countries, which are positive, even for Chad and Sudan, representing a high degree of development of the relationship between Sudan and Chad. And this also visit of the president to Chad, and the visit also of the Chadian government, also the president of the government of Chad also visited Sudan in the past. The past days, maybe last month or the month before. This visit of the president of Sudan, Field Marshal Omar al-Bashir, to Chad, is coming into this context, the context of improvement of relationship between the two countries, and also respect of the agreement that already signed, so not to allow any hostility from Sudan towards Chad or from Chad to Sudan. And this also represents that the relationship between Chad and Sudan is now coming to its normal situation. And this also coming in the context that the President al-Bashir will not be stopped by any steps or procedure by ICC, whereas, as we know that, ICC added the charge of genocide against the president. And this visit also proved that we don't take care of ICC steps of procedure, as we are not members in the Rome Treaty or Rome Charter on which this ICC established. And also it will prove that Sudan is not bothering, the president of Sudan and Sudan people not bothering and not taking care of any procedure taken by ICC. And the program of the government, especially and particularly on the relationship between Sudan and neighboring countries, whether in Africa or Arab world, is going on the track of improvement. And the government of Sudan is now performing and doing its job according to the plan designed by the government and without taking any care, without any disturbance of any accusation or charges of ICC. And this actually is to show the whole world that the president of Sudan is doing his work as normal as before without any consideration to any procedure of warrant or warrant of arrest, whether that previous warrant of arrest against our president or this new warrant of arrest that added the charge of genocide against.
Now, Dr. Abdulati, why do you think the president decided to expel Chadian rebels on the eve of his travel to Chad today, Wednesday?
Yes, actually, this is maybe actually only coming like that. But there is no connection between the visit of, but this is actually is done according to the schedule already made by the government. But whenever we speak of the time of expelling these rebels in the time of the visit, I don't think that this is connected to each other. But this happened like that. It is not because of the visit.
What is the purpose of the meeting today? And do you think that will strengthen relations between N'Djamena and Khartoum?
I think that now, you know, according to me, that the relationship between Chad and Sudan every day after that agreement signed by the two presidents, every day we feel that this relation is growing and stronger and stronger. And I think this visit and this fostering of relations, this visit from Omar al-Bashir, will also push forward this relationship to be as something unique and unique and distinguished. And I think this is a normal situation because, you know, Chad and Sudan, as I told you, that they have historical joint history, they have a historical background, and they have common grounds, and there is coexistence between the tribes in the borders, and there is also a mixation. And some people, they have relatives, they are actually citizens in Chad, they have got the nationality of Chad, but they have a lot of relatives in Sudan, and vice versa. Some people, they got the nationality of Sudan, and they have a lot of relatives in Chad. I think both presidents, President Omar al-Bashir and Idriss Déby, they come to this conclusion that they should not go against the will of the people of Chad or the people of Sudan. And this actually, which created this consistency and this improvement of the relationship between the two countries, and reject any hostility. Because the hostility between the two countries will reflect actually on Chad and on Sudan. And they think that any hostility will reflect on Chad more than reflecting on Sudan, due to the reason that already mentioned by me.
So what message do you think President Bashir will be sending to his counterpart Idriss Déby of Chad today?
Yes, the message is actually the President Bashir will tell Idriss Déby that President Bashir is insisting to strengthen relations with the Chadian government and Chadian people. And also, this will also indicate that President Omar al-Bashir is putting all the interests of Chadian people into his account and his interests. And also, it indicates that there is no reason that the relationship between Sudan and Chad to witness any interruption or to witness any problem or trouble because of the deeply rooted relationship between Sudan and Chad. Even if we look to the history, we will find that it is a very long history which connected Chad with Sudan, all through different regimes coming to Chad and different regimes coming to power in Sudan. I think that this is the message which will be delivered to Idris Deby and to Chadian people. And I think this will be a further step to make this relation more deep and more strong, and not to be affected by any political or any circumstances that will come and go, because the relationship between Chad and Sudan cannot be actually decided according to political or temporary circumstances, because it is a deeply rooted relationship, and nobody or no government will be in a position to cut this relation at any condition. I think now both presidents, they come to this conclusion. That is why the mutual visits between the two countries in the level of presidents will be continued. And that bad relation and that bad time of deterioration of relationship between Sudan and Chad will be a lesson, because this lesson, we learned from it that whenever there is bad relationship between Chad and Sudan, this will be negatively reflected on the life of the people and the security and stability both in Chad and Sudan.